Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that engages us this morning is from the Old Testament lesson just read, specifically Isaiah 45, verse 2. I will break down the gates of bronze. Gates, gates, and more gates. Israel in exile is surrounded by gates. Oh, sure, there are canals and ziggurats, and they could never forget that detestable statue of Marduk. But it's the gates, and especially the now famous Ishtar Gate, now housed in Berlin, that has Israel locked in with no way out. These gates were the brainchild of Nabopolassar, the founder of the Babylonian Empire, and especially his infamous son Nebuchadnezzar. Herodotus and Xenophon, ancient Greek historians, tell us that in the late 7th century and early 6th century BC, these leaders erected hundreds and hundreds of bronze gates in and around Babylon, making it the most fortified city in the world. And it is these gates that have Israel locked in with no way out. Imagine Israel. They are trapped and tormented and tortured by these gates. They have no more access to the beauty of the Judean hills, the Jordan River, or to the city of the great king, Jerusalem. There will be no more living in the land flowing with milk and honey, promised to her patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel can only dream of smelling again the sacrifices and singing the psalms and celebrating Pesach and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. These gates have Israel forever locked in with absolutely no way out. But, this is what Yahweh says to his Mashiach, his Messiah, Cyrus. I will go before you and break down the gates of bronze. Meet Cyrus again for the first time. Yahweh's Mashiach. In fact, so special is this Persian king that in Isaiah 48:28, he is called Roi, my shepherd. Cyrus is such an awesome military machine that he takes over all of the Persian tribes in 550 BC with singular ease. In fact, he is so dominating that in one military campaign, he goes up north and east to Anatolia, and there the Lydian horses run in fright because they smell Persian camels. But now it's 539 BC. And this Cyrus, this shepherd, this anointed one must go up against Babylon and her gates. The city begins preparing for an all-out siege. Citizens are gathering food and water. And the military of Babylon is armed up, revved up, pumped up, and psyched up. But rather than fight to the last man, rather than attempt a Custer's last stand, the citizens in Babylon open up the gates. And Cyrus takes the city with singular ease. Isaiah 45:13. Yahweh says, I have raised up Cyrus in my righteousness to set my exiles free. This is why the prophet says in Isaiah 22, verse 22, that what Yahweh, quote, opens, no one can shut. That's why when guilt stands in the way, Yahweh promises, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. When gloom and doom stand in the way, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. When huge obstacles stand in our way, every valley will be exalted, and every mountain and hill will be made low, and the rough places will become level, and the rugged places a plain. When dryness and deadness stand in our way, Yahweh opens up pools of water in the deserts and bubbling springs in the dry lands. And Yahweh's servants comes to, quote, open eyes that are blind and release the captives and set free those who sit in the dungeons of darkness. Oh my. And this is just in Isaiah. For a man named Jacob, trapped in his past, Yahweh opens up heaven at a place called Bethel. For a nation surrounded and trapped by her enemies, Yahweh opens up the waters at a place called Yam Suf. For people who are weeping and broken, saying, quote, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone, Yahweh opens up graves in Babylon. And with a loving gleam in his eye, he says in Malachi 3:10, I will open up the storehouses of heaven and pour out so much blessing upon you that you will not have enough room for it. Do you, every now and then, feel as though your enemy has locked the door to your future and thrown away the key? Are there days in which you feel possessed by your past, mired in spiritual malaise, and trapped in transgressions and sins? Oh my! Do I ever? Gates and gates, and there are more gates. There is so much more. I want to be, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner to the law of sin and death. There is so much more I want to say, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. There is so much more I want our church to become, but I find this law at work when I want to do good. Evil is right there beside me. Fellow prisoners, hear the word of Yahweh from Isaiah 43. Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. Behold, I am doing a new thing. In these last days, Yahweh has raised up his greatest Mashiach to break down gates of bronze. One eyewitness at his baptism says, quote, as he was praying, heaven was opened. Spirit empowered. This Messiah ministers in Palestine, opening eyes and ears and mouths and hearts, and he even opens graves. But the grandest opening was yet to come. After the betrayal in Gethsemane, the horror of Gabbatha In the horrific death at Golgotha, we have a text. Revelation 1:18, I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Oh, my. John outruns Peter to the tomb. Mary cries out, Rabboni. The disciples going to Emmaus feel their hearts burn. Seeing the scars, all Thomas can say is my Lord and my God. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Dear first year brothers, it is our duty and joyous delight to declare to all of the captives that in his Son, the Father, has broken down every gate of bronze. The tomb is empty. His arms are wide open, and the loving heart of Jesus is wide open for all of us. Jesus the Nazarene, crucified yet still risen indeed, breaks down every gate of bronze. The gates that taunt and torment and torture us. The gates that hold us in sin and shame, hurt and pain. Jesus the Nazarene even opens up the gates of hell, for they will never prevail against the shed blood and the baptismal power and the resurrection life. And the gates of hell will never prevail against the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. But, there is one more gate, one more stronghold, one more obstacle that Jesus longs to open up. Right here. Right now. And all the days of our lives. What in the world could that be? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.